Today's reading begins in 2 Kings chapter 25 verse 22. 2 Kings chapter 25 verse 22. And over the people who remained in the land of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon had left, he appointed Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, governor. Now when all the captains and their men heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah governor, they came with their men to Gedaliah at Mizpah, namely Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and Jehonan the son of Kareah, and Sariah the son of Tanhumath, the Netophathite, and Jezaniah the son of Maacathite. And Gedaliah swore to them and their men, saying, "Do not be afraid because of the Chaldean officials. Live in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. But in the seventh month, Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, son of Elishama, of the royal family, came with 10 men and struck down Gedaliah and put him to death along with the Jews and the Chaldeans who were with him at Mizpah. Then all the people, both small and great, and the captains of the forces arose and went to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldeans. And in the 37th year of the exile of Jehoiachin king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, Evil-Merodach king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, graciously freed Jehoiachin king of Judah from prison. And he spoke kindly to him, and gave him a seat above the seats of the kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiachin put off his prison garments, and every day of his life he dined regularly at the king's table, and for his allowance, a regular allowance was given him by the king according to his daily needs as long as he lived." Our reading continues in 1 Chronicles chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The sons of Ham: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Septica. The sons of Rama: Sheba and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was the first on earth to be a mighty man. Egypt fathered Ludim, Anemim, Lehabim, Nephtuhim, Pathrusim, Casluhim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kephtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zamorites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem: Elam, Ashur, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. And the sons of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. To Eber were born 2 sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almadad, Shelef, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadaram, Uzzel, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan: Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is, Abraham. The sons of Abraham: Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael: Nebaioth and Kedar, Abdeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keterah, Abraham's concubine: she bore Zimron, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan: Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian: Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldah. All these were the descendants of Keterah. Abraham fathered Isaac. The sons of Isaac: Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, Kenaz, and of Timnah, Amalek, the sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir, Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan, Hori, and Hemam. And Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal, Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon, Aiah, and Ana. The son of Ana, Dishon. The sons of Dishon, Hemdan, Eshban, Ithron, and Cheron. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Zavan, and Achan. The sons of Dishon, Uz, and Aran. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the people of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, the name of his city being Dinhaba. Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his place. Jobab died, and Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, reigned in his place, the name of his city being Avith. Hadad died, and Samla of Masrekah reigned in his place. Samla died, and Sheul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates reigned in his place. Sheul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. Baal-Hanan died, and Hadan reigned in his place, the name of his city being Pei. And his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. And Hadad died. The chiefs of Edom were chiefs Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Ohalabama, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdil, and Aram. These are the chiefs of Edom. So now we've made our way into 1 Chronicles, and we're looking at genealogies, basically, and that's going to continue in our next reading. But please don't overlook them, for the Spirit inspired these things to be recorded. And when we think about 1 Chronicles, we don't exactly know who wrote it. Many think that it was Ezra that wrote it, and think that it was written after the return from the Babylonian exile, with the intention or purpose of the book being written in order to remind the people that God was faithful and they should be faithful to Him, and His promises were still forthcoming. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.